There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow
the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. Get up there.
Okay, so let's begin this hour talking some football, National Football League, and... Look, some news yesterday for the Washington Commanders as they signed their really good receiver, Terry McLaurin, to an extension. Good for him. He is. I like him a lot. I've had him in fantasy the last couple of years, and I think he's really, really good. So I went back and looked throughout Carson Wentz's career. I did this yesterday. In his time with Philadelphia and then last year with the Colts in 2016, now, Wentz threw, Paulie, for almost 3,800 yards, had 16 touchdowns. That year, his rookie year for the Eagles, Zach Ertz led the team with 816 yards receiving and 4 touchdowns. Ryan Matthews had 804 yards receiving out of the backfield. This is going to be a common theme with Wentz at quarterback. He likes to dump it off to the tight ends and running backs. That year, remember the name Doriel Green Beckham? He led all receivers with 392 yards and 2 touchdowns in 2016. In 2017, Wentz only played 13 games. He threw for almost 3,300 yards and 33 touchdowns. He was the MVP favorite before getting injured. Ertz, again, yep, led the team in receiving yards with 824. Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor were the two leading receivers behind Ertz. Neither guy broke 800 yards. In 2018, Wentz played in 12 games, threw for almost 3,100 yards, had 21 touchdowns. On the year, Zach Ertz had 1,163 yards, 8 touchdowns. Alshon Jeffrey led the team with 843 yards at wide receiver. In 2019, Wentz, bounce back year, had 4,039 yards and 27 touchdowns. Listen to this. The leading receivers on the team that year, Ertz, 916 yards, Goddard, 607. Jeffrey led all receivers with 490 yards. You see where I'm going with this. In 2020, Wentz played in 12 games. He threw for 2,620 yards and 16 touchdowns. Travis Fulgham led the team, all receivers as well, with 539 yards. Last year, year one in Indy, he played all 17 games. It was the first year in Carson Wentz's career that a receiver topped 1,000 yards receiving. It was Michael Pittman with 1,082 Nobody else on the team had more than 384 yards. Mike Clay, ESPN, projects Terry McLaurin for 1,116 yards and six touchdowns. He's 50-1 to lead the league in receiving yards this year and 80-1 to be Offensive Player of the Year. I would not touch those with a 10-foot pole, and I can't wait to see what McLaurin's individual numbers are for the season, yards and touchdowns. And this is very timely. Talking about this, Warren Sharp tweeted about McLaurin's career. He's ran 1,629 routes. He was targeted at only 357, and only 62% of those were catchable. That's going to have to be an uptick in 2022. But as he points out, good luck. Carson Wentz has ranked dead last in accuracy over the last 2 years combined, minimum 600 attempts.
Oh, God. That's excellent. Very good. You hated the move. I don't think they're getting some respect with the win total of 8. You know, you've had Heinicke in there and different quarterbacks and even the great Alex Smith story and took and won some games and took them to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But you see 7-10 last year and a win total of 8. Washington, the Miami Dolphins are two teams where I could see underachieving, bad seasons, or they surprise a lot of people and get up there in the 9-10-11 range.
Yep.
I guess Miami winning 10 wouldn't be a surprise, but that's, I don't know what direction to go with the Dolphins. And a lot of people feel that way on the Jets win total. 5.5 over 150. I like that over. Some people are saying, no way, find me 7 wins. You can't get over 6. There's no way the Jets are going to win that many.
Right.
So that's one of the intriguing teams. But with Wentz, everything changed when he got hurt. Some of it was self-inflicted. Get rid of the ball, please. But all the hits over the years, and they couldn't wait to kick him out of town. You knew it's bad. You know it's bad when Reich says, I can't do this anymore. Because Reich was his biggest supporter.
No doubt.
But Irsay said, that's enough. And the horrible performance against Jacksonville. They still, after all that, the bad quarterback play, still should have made the playoffs.
And it's early here, and plenty of time to break this down more leading into the season. But when you look at the other weapons on the Commanders, McLaurin sticks out like a sore thumb as the best target on offense. Behind him, Jahad Dotson is a rookie. And he projects for 734 yards per Mike Clay. Then Curtis Samuel at tight end, Logan Thomas, who I like. And you just know that Wentz is going to dump it off to the running backs. Uh-huh. J.D. McKissick, they brought him back. He's going to have a lot of receptions. If they play Antonio Gibson in those kind of downs, he'll have some catches. Brian Robinson out of Alabama is another potential guy. And I think teams are going to want to game plan to shut down McLaurin because he is by far the best guy to throw to on this team. I would play a lot of his unders this year.
I do like Rivera, and I think they'll be better. I think they'll be better than the Giants. I can't get there with Daboll yet. It's just as Lombardi always talks about the horse. Every year you look up and the Giants are 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
Slow starts, and I can't get there with Danny Dimes or the Giants either.
Kind of need to see it to believe it.
Yep.
So what's going to happen now? Your opinion on the Watson news and the potential here of the Browns bringing back Baker Mayfield?
I think they should try to do it. If it's going to be a significant suspension, and it should, at least get 10 games and maybe the season, that you almost went to the AFC title game with this guy and he was playing hurt, that they should do everything they can to try to work this out and say, okay, you know, whether you apologize or whatever it's going to take, maybe a little extra money, rework the deal to say we'd like to bring you back. And just it's worth it now because you know what you're up against here. And maybe he doesn't want to help you out. Maybe his feelings are so hurt that he's bothered by what happened.
Sure.
I don't know. What they hung him out to dry, made him look bad on purpose. Who knows? In the Monday night game to Pittsburgh. But I think you have to do it if you're Cleveland here and try to save your season because it looks like it's going to be a lengthy suspension as we enter day two of the hearing today.
Yeah, and it appears as if Mayfield now is open to that possibility. But he said they're going to have to reach out to me.
Why have they not done that yet? I mean, that doesn't make it because you knew.
Well, it's the Cleveland Browns. That's why.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, you do this. Can't be a surprise with what's gone on in the news the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. So all of that is going on. And then the news in the NBA where Brian Windhorst on ESPN, he came out and said yesterday that this idea of Kyrie to the Lakers is not dead. And he said, trust me on this, right? We're not talking about ancillary people in the NBA. These are people in the know. And Windhorst is pretty, he's as rock solid as reporter basically as there is in the NBA. So I trust him. Now, what are they going to have to do, though, to make this happen?
That'll be Westbrook and two unprotected first-round picks. One or two.
I say a third team.
Yes, right. And it's absolutely worth it because you must keep LeBron James in there. and he must do everything he can to sign a long-term deal with the Lakers. Who cares about a pick in 2027 or 2029? They could have had Wall last year. Now he goes to the Clippers. They could have done Westbrook and a pick or swap picks, and that would have got it done, according to Ramona Shelburne. That was a miss. And now you have a chance, which these, again, high-ranking people, people in the know, saying now it could be even worse. And that was the clip we played yesterday of they would rather go get rid of both guys than go through what they had to go through and endure last year in Brooklyn about who's in, who's out, and is he going to play? What can we? Where is he? You're not going to get the shot. That is from the owner, top guy, saying I couldn't go through with this again. It was so bad. But there's a thought process there that Kyrie could be even more of a problem because now he has his money and he got his $36 million. So I would do this deal if I'm the Nets. I would do this deal in a heartbeat if I'm the Lakers.
Well, what deal, though? What exactly would you need?
I would want two unprotected picks.
I would want more.
And then, oh, come on.
Oh, 100%. If you want me to get involved with Westbrook, I need more than two first-round picks.
I could flip him and work something out, too. Because certainly, I don't think Durant wants anything to do with Westbrook. I don't blame him.
And by I would add this. If I'm the Lakers, I would add another pick in. Because, like you said, do whatever you can to make. Like, are they a championship winning team? Who knows?
I have some kind of leverage. I mean, again, these are people in Brooklyn saying this. They know what this guy's like. So they know that.
They were
surprised by the news.
You're not giving this part of the equation enough thought. Nobody wants Russell Westbrook. Nobody. And you can't blame him for that.
Well, yeah, $47 million.
Right? Of course.
Well, look what else I would have to take back. I mean, the Nets don't even want this guy. They were surprised by the news with the
I'd rather have him than Westbrook.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. But
I can't believe I'm saying that. I would rather take Kyrie and the massive migraine that he is on a constant basis than that guy.
At least he can play from time to time.
Yeah.
He also, in terms of knocking down shots. But he also could go AWOL and disappear and not tell you for 2 weeks,
as he
did a couple years ago.
I know this. You get me to the playoffs with a healthy Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. And that's a long shot. But you get me to the playoffs, who the hell knows what can happen? Maybe they go on a hot streak and they come out of the Western Conference. You run it back with the same team from last year. I don't know if you make the playoffs. So there's a huge upgrade there.
Lakers have to do it. Have to do it.
Yeah, you're the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
You got to make something like this happen.
Don't worry about those picks in 2027 and 2029. If they want both, fine. But the biggest thing is you got to keep LeBron around too and at least have a chance at this. Because where are you going in a stacked Western Conference?
How many more years do you think LeBron has in him?
I don't know. That's a good question. He was awesome last year.
If he wants to play four more years, why not? This can be Tom Brady again.
I don't know what's going to happen with Ayton. It looks like Brunson's going to the Knicks. Maybe they could get Murray.
I'm going to pay him a lot of money.
This Murray move, it's going to be, they want 3 ones for Murray, which three first-round picks, which I don't know if he's at that level, but that's the asking price now, too. And then what's going to happen with Gobert? We kick this around in a half hour with our guest, Scoop Robinson, but this is getting juicy here. Well, what's going to happen in the next couple of days with some of these guys?
Would you pick up the phone if you're the Suns? Ayton for Gobert?
Yes, I would.
Sign and trade possibility?
That's a great move because this could come back to bite them. There's a possibility they could come back in, and then he goes in a year, and they won't get anything in return. Come back to bite them.
We will recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, Tony, did it again. Point Shaver 13 on Twitter. 7-4 Rockies. It died. You'll take it. Freeland, 16-1-1 underrun against the Dodgers. Got there again, and the Rockies won plus 190. Incredible. How can that keep happening?
I have no idea.
Yep. Kershaw didn't have much either. Tough one for the Dodgers. Props. Trout to go deep, 2-1. Ohtani, plus 265. Alvarez, 3-1. That was over early. We talked about that yesterday. He has good numbers against Carrasco. And they got whatever they wanted against him early. It took out the Mets, no problem. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Always see these videos. This is the 25-year anniversary of Bite Night. Remember where you were when this happened?
Can you imagine if this happened today? Oh, my God.
And then, oh, God, it broke Twitter because all hell broke loose in Las Vegas afterwards. People flipping over tables. It was like Sharon Stone in Casino. Whee! Throwing the chips up in the air. It was nuts. 25 years ago, the most famous bite in history at the MGM where there were gunshots after, where people lost their minds after. What was he doing?
Where were you?
I was driving in a car listening to it was Charlie Steiner recapping it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm.
I was watching it at a house with probably like 25 people because that's what everybody did for every single Mike Tyson fight back then.
That's right.
We're like, wait a second. It was like the Sopranos ending. What happened? Did he bite him?
Again?
Why is he jumping up and down?
Yeah.
Oh, he got his ear. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, sure.
Oh, God. Iconic sports moment. And then what happened transpired. Another one, too. I mean, when Tyson, one of his last fights, he said he was on Ryan Clark's podcast. He was high on mushrooms during the exhibition fight in 2020.
Why not?
And it was...
It's not sanctioned, right?
There was betting odds on it.
That's the thing. You can actually find small limits, I'm guessing, at most spots. But, I mean, you can actually bet on this stuff.
How many Roy Jones does he see in the ring? I mean, that's was that Rocky? Hit the one in the middle. Okay. You had your wedding gift, which was a good idea. And the couple, disgrace, where you sent chips. Say, come, there's your gift. Come
visit. I sent casino chips, yeah. Or I gave them. Yep.
Yeah. All time right here. I got married over the weekend. A buddy of mine gave out a 14 parlay in the card. Never a doubt. Cash it. There you go. There's the picks with the ticket and what it paid in one.
I recommend that to everybody.
Good job.
That's a good wedding gift.
Yeah.
That's a good Christmas gift, birthday, whatever it is that you want to give somebody a gift for, do that. And even if it doesn't hit, to me, it's like it's fun for them. The thought that counts. You can give them a season-long ticket if you'd like. It's a good idea for a gift.
Put some tickets for them. I like that. Yep. How about One Dog Band? We were listening to Zeppelin before the show, huh? And that feeling the mood. Getting it. Look at this guy. He's got it. Yeah. Hit the cymbal. Play the piano. Right. Then hockey. Finish it, buddy. Can you finish it? There you go. That's awesome. That goes back. He nailed all of it. Piece of cake. What a smart dog. He got all three instruments there. Good for him. Lose some. I put under lose some because of the experience we had. Colorado going to celebrate. Landeskog's going to work at the drive-thru at Raising Cane's. Go out there. Hello, Denver. Go see him. He'll be working at the drive-thru. We did this years ago to money for charity. We did McDonald's.
We did.
20 years ago? 15? I was working the drive-through, and I'm like, every person, I go, you want a free shake? It's on me, huh? They're like, what? What's going on? I go, no, I'll buy the shake for you. I'm working everything. They can hear me. I'm talking. Uh-huh. And I'm entering the order and everything.
Oh, you did the drive-through?
Yeah, I did the drive-through.
I was in the back making the cheeseburger.
Yeah. I went out of my pocket. I was helping people. Oh, you want a chocolate shake? Huh? Come on. Let's go. And some people are like, no, I don't want. I go, it's free. I'll give it to you.
Right.
You wouldn't believe the amount of people who said no. I go, come on.
Did anybody say yes?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. Went out of my pocket. It was a tough day for the employees there. They didn't know what to make of it.
No, they had no idea.
You said yesterday it's disgusting, and you're right, about one of the worst moments of, you know, taking the shoes off on the airplane and the gals changing the screen with her RJP on email. Mitch, the guy at the market eating the soup out of the pot with the ladles, the 27 Yankees. Yes, it is. That is one of the worst things. It was right before the pandemic started. It just goes right in and drinking out of the soup box.
At the grocery store.
Yeah.
Dare we show that video again?
Oh, well, we'll find it.
Okay. No, it's available. I mean, but, ugh.
Oh, the bad beats. Red Sox. Come on. 5-4 in the ninth. They blew it. I don't even think they got an out. Yankees on the run line. Two outs, nobody on. Holmes is, again, with the ground ball. Ball game over, Yankees win. Nope, catcher interference. Uh-huh. Again, and a base hit, Yankees win, but they don't cover the run line. Twins, they blew it again. Game one of a doubleheader. They led 2-1 in the eighth. That's the third time in a week they've blown an eighth or ninth inning lead against Cleveland. They should have a stranglehold on this division.
Uh-huh.
And the Padres led 6-0 in the eighth. And lost 7-6 in the seventh. Blew a 6-0 lead and got beat 7-6.
That is one horrific loss for that team.
Yep. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Lose some. Made out a will yesterday at the life insurance as well. This good feedback at VSiN. Live on Twitter, FTM at VSiN.com. Worst getting old moments. Have you done that, by the way?
The will?
Yeah. I feel like the lawyer's like, well, you're young. I go, what do you, says who? Look at the Swanigan kid. He was 25.
I know.
He passed away.
It's on the list.
Yes,
we haven't done it yet, but we need to. Yeah.
repeated trips to the bathroom. Never happens. Thank God.
No. Not for you.
Refusal to play pickup basketball for fear of injury.
It's a tough one. I've been there for a while.
We would hurt everywhere if we went out and ran a little pickup hoop.
No question.
Played a little hoop for half an hour.
I'd be good with going outside, basketball court,
yeah,
shooting around for a good half an hour, tracking down the misses, whatever. That's fine. But to go out there competitively
play
for half an
defense,
hour?
Play some defense, guard somebody?
Yeah, right?
Not going to go well. Memory loss, problems focusing? Yeah. Oh, boy. Even walking into a room and forgetting.
You?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Walking into a room and then, why am I in this room? Why did I come in here?
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. Phone, good one. Car keys. Absolutely.
All of it.
Yep. You ever open up a soda, set it down, and then open up?
Another one?
Yes. I did that the other day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Turning 40. You said 30.
30 killed me.
But the end is near once you, oh, boy, here we go. Once you turn 40. Long recovery after a late night out and or drinking or both.
Yeah. To me, again, not even really worth it. My wife and I went out with Matt Eumanns and Aaron Renning a couple of weeks back from here on the network. And I had a couple of, by the way, did I bring this up on the air? Again, I can't remember. Memory's gone, right? You like the crown, the peach crown.
Yeah.
There's a new
Hard
drink.
To find.
Jameson Orange. Oh my God. On the rocks. Dangerous.
Jameson Orange.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Really?
It is outstanding. I had like three of those with Matt and ER. The next day I woke up, I'm like, what? Like, what semi hit me last night when I went outside?
Yeah, there you go.
I would also say, like, learning technology, keeping up with it.
Very good.
All the apps.
Very frustrating. You just give up.
You tap out.
Yeah.
To me, keeping up to date with new music has always been tough. You're good with that one.
Well, very good.
Not me.
I'm hip.
I'm always a couple of weeks behind.
Love
with the
it
new
all.
Music, at least.
Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion. This Post Malone thing pisses me off.
I think he's pretty talented.
That's the other thing about everyone has ADD. Every song is 2.5
two
minutes.
2.5 minutes, 3 minutes.
I grew up with Metallica. Eight minutes
songs,
of Metal Fury coming right at you.
Sure.
Just craziness.
Twisted Steel.
Yeah,
get out of the way.
It's Twisted Steel. All these songs are like 2.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
With just one verse, that's all. Come on.
Yeah. To me, it's you have to watch what you eat. I know you're not there yet. Maybe you should be.
I'm there.
But this is I want to go out every day and have Shake Shack. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, right.
Can't. I want to eat pizza every single day.
No food is bad food. It's all about how much you eat. You can have
the portions,
a hamburger. Right. You just can't have a large pizza. Yeah.
And the vision has gotten. I fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. I was 2015.
Yeah.
God.
I'm 2015.
That's a killer. Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Great feedback on this, by the way. FTM@VSiN.com is the email. FTM@VSiN.com. Uh-huh. From Leon, I'm 63 now. When I turned 50, all my younger buddies said I couldn't hang with them. I probably could have, but I hear like hell the next few days. Now they're all turning 50, and they know what I was going through. They will not admit it. Brian, getting old, loves the topic. Concur with a lot of the texts coming in and emails. Number one, when people think my wife is my daughter. Ew. Number two, scheduling a colonoscopy.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Oh, boy.
My wife still gets carded.
Really?
Oh, people, to this day, I will not say her age, but people think that my wife is 25 years old.
Mm.
They're stunned when they're like, what are you, 20? There's no way you're 28. Okay. Scheduling a colonoscopy. I had to do that last year. The day before the colonoscopy ranks up as one of the worst days you can go through. Because the stuff you got to drink.
All
and
the
then
stuff you have to drink. Yeah? Okay.
Awful.
Excellent. Wimbledon week, Bet Rivers online book, your go-to book for all tennis-related betting. Through July 4th, place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at Bet Rivers for a free $10 on a live bet to use on any Wimbledon match. Simply log into the Bet Rivers app, and you can even live stream tennis matches right from Bet Rivers online sportsbook. Always a great menu, phenomenal house specials. Get up there at Bet Rivers. Up next, we've got to the NBA. Rapid fire. Dr. Brandon Scoop Robinson. Knicks getting Brunson. Are they going to try to get Murray? Where does Ayton go? Jazz going to make a move in a trade? All that coming up, follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on the program, follow the money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, NBA now, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson to talk free agency and all the moves in the NBA. He joins us now. Thanks for a few minutes, sir. Congrats on the call you had it early Monday that Kyrie was staying put. The Nets appeared to be surprised by the news that he opted in. Do you think you're 100% that Kyrie's going to stay and play this year out with the Nets, sir?
I think that, and thank you, by the way, Kyrie owes it to the Nets fan base, and I think to himself, particularly because he's the hometown kid and knows the history of the Nets, being from New Jersey, watching them go to the 2002-03 finals. And I think that's the part that kind of gets aligned with this tapestry. If he was a kid from Las Vegas, I don't think anybody would care, but he's tied to the New York metropolitan area. It's a four-year project. And I think that the Nets, really and truly, with the healthy Ben Simmons, a mentally healthy as well as physically healthy Ben Simmons. I've said this often. They need him to be Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump. You just need him to run, Forrest, run. But we also need him to play defense. And I think that he is a James Harden light. So when you add that to the pot of running the offense alongside Kai, alongside KD, but the Nets also need some reinforcements. And so I think that's where free agency and or trades, utilizing second-round picks as well as potentially Joe Harris and aligning themselves maybe in a three-team deal with some teams to potentially bring in John Collins could help the situation. They need some help at the big man position.
Okay.
But you have Nicholas Claxton, but you need other things too.
Is Claxton coming back?
Well, I think he should. I think that he has chemistry with Kai as well as KD that would definitely lure them in. But it just has to be the right fit. I know that there are other teams that could dangle some carrots around, but I do think that Nick Claxton is someone who has an upside and has chemistry. So I hope he comes back. I do.
So the Lakers pick up the phone and they want to start trade talks. And once they mention Westbrook, the Nets hang up the phone.
Yes.
That's simple.
Okay.
Can a third team get involved or no?
I don't see the Russell Westbrook thing happening. I see I know that in order for the Lakers and the Nets to have a conversation, it would have to include Anthony Davis. And that's why partially the conversation as to why Kai opted in, because I think number one, it's the combination of familiarity. It's the combination of fit. And I guess this may be the same thing, but also it's in order for the Lakers and the Nets to outright make a deal, they'd want Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook didn't cover it.
Okay. Let's stay in that area. Are the Knicks all in here with Brunson, and could they add another piece if they're going to give them, you know, $25 million a year? What are you hearing with the Knicks?
I mean, Jalen Brunson is their guy. I think that when you look at just the tapestry and the history of Leon Rose, William Wesley, aka Worldwide West, and others, you know, their ties go back to South Jersey, Philadelphia mainline, Philadelphia at large. I said this on the show yesterday. I don't know if you know this. Did you know that Oprah's boyfriend, Stedman Graham, was William Wesley's mentor back in the day? They're very tied in that area. And even so with Rick Brunson, a former Knick, the Knicks are hiring him as an assistant coach. All the stars align. And in answer to your question directly, yes, I do think that Jalen Brunson is aligned. But if I'm Mark Cuban, I do my best to try to keep him. But Jalen Brunson has owned every cent on the dollar to get that deal, specifically in how he played in the playoffs and was unexpected. So I think the Knicks are definitely all in, particularly because of the moves they made to move Alec Burke into Detroit. So I do think that ultimately the Knicks will make a run, but I want to see what Mark Cuban can offer the Jalen Brunson as well comparatively.
Could they be in for Murray? And where is Murray worth three first round picks? Where could he wind up then?
Well, from what I've heard, combination of what I've seen in the news, as far as the Bleacher Report had reported that DeJounte Murray's name was ringing bells like Sundays at 12 o'clock and a potential move with the Hawks. I think that they should expand the deal. I know that, as I mentioned to you before, the Nets have had conversations dating back to last year with the Hawks. And I know John Collins's name has come up a lot. And so I know the combination of Danilo Gallinari's name on the Atlanta side, they've been trying to move him since last offseason. There were talks with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So in answer to your question, I know that Bleacher Report also mentioned that there was a third team, a mystery team in the East. I think that if the Nets can find a way to align themselves in that regard and try to move some shooters and more, and draft picks, I think it's a conversation. But I do think DeJounte Murray is a quality player. I think that he shines bright. And I think that Atlanta would kind of help Trae Young, because you saw in the play-in tournament last year against Charlotte, I believe, that you know, they were a one-hit wonder last season. They came up short going against the Bucks and scoring from the swingman position is a position that they need help. So, in theory, I do like him in Atlanta, but all stars have to align and there have to be some pieces there to accompany that move.
Okay, very good. Brandon Scoopy Robinson, Bally Sports NBA Insider, our guest here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Do you think the Jazz move Rudy Gobert? And if so, could that be where the Suns get involved and Ayton could be on the take-back side for Utah?
I haven't heard Ayton on the Utah side, but I do know that Detroit, Portland, and San Antonio are names that have been salivating over the notion of Ayton going elsewhere, particularly because Ayton wants his money. You know, Chris Paul said last season that, or in the playoffs, that we got to get this guy a bag. Well, the bag hasn't been filled yet, and if you live in New Jersey, you don't have any bag. You can't walk out the grocery store with grocery bags. So, If I'm DeAndre Ayton, if you get that reference in New Jersey, congratulations. But as it relates to DeAndre Ayton, I do think that ultimately, I think that the Suns' marriage kind of has some tears in that bag, because you know, you gave Chris Paul his money, but I do know that the Pistons are a team that's looking to realign themselves. I know that the Blazers are, again, are a team that's looking to, you know, to please Damian Lillard. So I know that the Jazz, like I said, I haven't heard that, but I also know that teams like the Dallas Mavericks and teams like the Chicago Bulls have had interest in Rudy Gobert. But also, the Jazz have to figure out their coaching situation. I sat down with Jason Terry over at Bally Sports Network, and you know, he talked about how, you know, he would welcome the opportunity to mentor young teams. Spoke glowingly of Donovan Mitchell. So there's a lot to figure out there. But I'm not really ready to sell that Ayton, you know, and the Jazz makes sense because I haven't heard that.
Okay. I'd like to see Gobert to Chicago, by the way. I think that'd be a good move. How about John Wall? What do we expect? What do you expect from Wall with the Clippers? And I would say it's the healthiest he's been in a long time.
Talked to John Wall last night. He said he's just been enjoying the process of just being healed. And I know that you know, the Clippers has been a team that he has had interest in. Should he get a buyout since November when I first reported it was Boston, Miami, as well as the Clippers. And you know, all signs are pointing to the Clippers being the team that he'll go to.
Thanks for the coming on, Brandon. Good job on Monday, and enjoyed the conversation with you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the opportunity to be myself. I'll speak with you soon.
Yep. Brandon Scoop B. Robinson at Scoop B on Twitter, Bally Sports NBA Insider, Spotify host. A Bulls should do that for Gobert if they could make that happen. I'd love to see that. And I'm not hearing much on Ayton. That's the other
thing. No, I know.
About what's going to happen. I'm not so sure about
that. But that's also, many stories have been written about him.
Yes.
You can't forget there. The owner of the Suns Arbor is notoriously cheap,
yep.
Right? And so they're not, I don't think they're going to sign him to a deal. I really don't see that happening. So they would be wise to obviously be on the phone as soon as possible, kicking around to other teams about a sign and trade for him. You can't lose him for nothing.
That's a disaster if it happens.
Of course it is.
Right.
You're
going to
go from the best team in the Western Conference,
yep,
in the regular season, back-to-back years.
Yep. A small scenario, he could come back and then he could walk again too. You ever consider buying picks from a professional handicapper? Make sure it's from one with transparent records or leaderboards visible to the public, and one that backs up their picks with a profit guarantee. Winners and Whiners Today says hold your money and try any of the pros out there this weekend for free, no catch. Just subscribe after you win and text VSIN to 320-350-3500 for this amazing offer. Text VSIN to 320-350-3500. Does LaVine stay put too?
That's
be
a
another
tough
one
call
with the Bulls.
So if you just go down like the path of reading, you know, NBA rumors and speculation, that to me is all over the map. That could go in, you know, a couple of different directions, obviously, and I don't have a good read on LaVine.
Yesterday was the first I heard of Murray to the Knicks. The first I heard
so
of
they
that
can maybe make that
that's
happen,
a
buy, Murray,
yes,
and bring
possible
in Brunson, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I think the Brunson thing's going to happen because he's ticked off how Dallas treated him the last few years. In pocket, up next, we've been hot in Major League Baseball. Few picks we'll go give out coming up. We'll get to all that.
And don't forget, a huge guest tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
Huge. The GOAT of all GOATs with some pretty intriguing props as well. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
Here we go. Time for our in-pockets plays. The baseball, pretty good yesterday. Braves plus 105 got there. Morton against Wheeler, that was a winner. And the Astros, minus 120 with Valdez against Carrasco. That was also a winner. And as I've said a couple of times throughout the show, probably the easiest baseball winner I'll have all year long. They were only that easy all the time. All right, right? And so today, coming right back with Verlander at that same price. Bet it overnight last night, $1.20. It's $1.25 at most spots right now. Totally good with Lane at $1.25. Walker goes today for the Mets. I think the lineup will get to him. This Astros team is outstanding. And Verlander's $1.20. Got to bet him one more time. I bet him last week at a little plus money against the Yankees. I'll bet him today again, laying $1.20 against the Mets.
We spotted the Braves winning streak. Let's grab the Mets losing streak.
Okay.
It's going to happen, right? Baseball's been good fun, good ride, good picks, right? Now watch this drive. Hopefully no 0-2. Winner with the Astros and coming right back with the Astros. Again, today, Verlander, I'm with you on that. And also the Guardians, $1.10 at home against the Twins. Twins have lost 8 of the last 9 games started by Bundy, and I have zero confidence or trust in that Twins bullpen that has coughed up a ton of leads in the last week. 3 of them against Cleveland. Will Gus kill Lalo? No, minus 120 pending. That is less than 2 weeks away. Oh, well, at least it's back with Better Call Saul the last 6 episodes. In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. The Michigan State and Gonzaga are finalizing plans to play on an aircraft carrier in San Diego on Veterans Day. From John Rothstein, he had that.
You know, we've had those games in the past.
Was it San Diego State and somebody? And
yeah, and I think Syracuse was involved.
Wind, sun, was the sun, the wind, glare or
it's
something?
It's windy, the sun is out. I think the game was like 47-39.
Hey.
So, it's not a good idea. I always loved that. And when we were younger, when I was in high school, we kicked around an idea. Why don't they play a basketball game on an aircraft carrier? That'd be a good deal. Or a ferry, right? I thought that would be really cool. And they did it. I was like, this is the worst product I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, of course.
So
sure. Good job, Dustin. Exciting news. We are on the air live, 4th of July. And of course, that means the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Love Nathan's. How many could you put down?
Today?
How many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes? Right now,
are we talking about the Nathan's?
No, you're big boy. Yeah, that's the real deal.
Starving in a bun.
Oh, I'll let you have a 6-pack before.
Maybe 3.
Really?
Maybe 3. I'll tell you what. I in 1998, I was covering a weekend series between the Brewers and the Giants. Barry Bonds was on the team, and it's free media food, right? I'm 21 years old at the time, I think. We're in the press box. Hey, have whatever you want to eat. They kept out it wasn't Johnsonville. I think it was Usinger sausage, big sponsor of the Brewers. I had 6. And I wanted more. I was like, I don't care. These are so
animal.
Damn good.
Oh.
But I didn't, you know, and you go back and people are, you know, they're like, okay, you want another one? Sure, go ahead.
I was in heaven. I went to opening day at Dodger Stadium. It was Kershaw going.
Oh, nice.
The media room. They had Dodger dogs and ice cream. I couldn't believe this. This is ridiculous.
Would you act out a couple of them?
Absolutely.
You have to.
Oh, Dodger dogs? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. But Joey Jaws is on the show tomorrow. Joey Chestnut.
9 Eastern. Cannot wait.
The record 76 last year in 10 minutes. Ooh. I don't know how he does it. One of the greatest athletes of all time. The GOAT. And can he win another, get another mustard belt? And put and Mickey's back. Sudo, the gal's
she's back.
She's ferocious.
So yeah, again, we had him on last year. He's very gracious with his time. He was superb on the air. Can't wait to talk to him again. This is up at Bet Rivers. He's minus 1,000.
Cheap.
I looked at some global spots. He's minus 3,000 at least, and his prop is 74.5 over minus
130.5. Okay, we'll see how. I probably like the over.
But again, it's back to back years.
Could he do 80?
Yeah, what's he got in him this year?
Yeah. And now, the only time I've seen him struggle in anything was during the pandemic, they did a great job coming back, and you could bet on it, was he had to do the milk and cookies, like the Oreo.
That's right. Problems. I remember that, yeah.
He was a huge favorite and almost didn't advance in one of the rounds.
But I find it so fascinating, like the prep that he does leading up for this. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your daily routine now when you just like go to when you go to McDonald's on practice, right?
Right.
What are you doing?
Maybe does the prep change? Is the prep different from a hot dog eating contest to something else, or, you know, wings or whatever? Because he's got plenty of world records.
Remember that McDonald's challenge? I think that was during the pandemic.
Yeah. One guy did it. It was two quarter pounders,
Big Macs.
And then fries and then two Cokes?
No, four Cokes.
Four Cokes.
And I think like two or three or four
Stoney,
big fries.
The Stoney guy did it.
How long? Because I talked to him.
He had 10 minutes.
I talked to Cheston about that last year when he was on the air. I think it was last year. And he goes, like, that's no problem.
You're kidding.
No, that he said that's easy.
That's nothing.
It's nothing to him.
God.
It's like two bites for a Big Mac.
That was
okay?
Making the rounds, yeah.
Yep. The whole thing. I mean, he's won, I think, 14 out of 15 mustard belts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's too bad. I mean, one of the great rivalries. You had Bird and Magic. Yeah. You had, you know, some of the Red Sox, Yankees. You had Kobayashi and Chestnut.
You did.
But it just, didn't work. That guy disappeared.
He did.
And Kobayashi was a legend.
I'm kind of surprised he never really made that work again.
Yeah. Well, come financial, back. Money.
Okay, some of the feedback that we're getting today, again, Power Rating Wednesday. You filled out your will yesterday. That must have been fun.
Sure.
But some of the worst parts about getting old.
The questions that you have to answer. Oh, my God. So you want, okay, what if you're a vegetable? And they want you, okay, how about pulling the plug? What if it's close? They want you to try anything? I go, anything you can do. If there's any glimmer of hope, give me a chance. It's all I ask.
It's a Seinfeld episode.
You got to sign it. And you just initial and okay. What was the scene? It's incredible.
Avoid any tennis courts. You want to get pecked right in the head a couple times. This is from Puck O'Reilly.
Hey, Puck.
All the same issues with getting old. Reading glasses, check. Completed will.
Yep.
Diagnosed with an illness. Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. Was in Vegas last week. Drank too much first 2 days and passed out by 9 p.m.
Sure.
But did make it to 5 a.m. The last night.
That's
So we came on here to watch the broadcast live.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's another one where it's 8 o'clock. Can't argue with the body.
No, time to tap out now.
You can't win. I'm going to bed.
I will tell you that.
My mom used to walk around wearing my glasses. She'd have them on her head.
Yeah, that happens that was quite a bit. One. Yeah. Yep. This is going to come back. Like doing the hours that we do, side note, this is going to stick with us now for the rest of our lives.
It's over.
No, like if, for example, somehow like the hours would change and we wouldn't have to be up so early, I'm telling you right now, once I started doing mornings in radio, and I stopped doing it for a little while, it didn't matter. The body clock continued. I could never adjust again.
Yeah. Bring that up in contract negotiation, Tux. Very important.
No, it's something to keep in mind down the road. How you will, absolutely. But a lot of feedback here. FTeam@vsin.com. People, I mean, it's the same things happen, man. Every time that you go to the stylist now or to get a haircut, you want the eyebrows taken care of? Sure, as long as I'm here. How about the ears? Yeah, if you can trim them, go ahead if you want.
Well, it's also, you know, I had the hair. One of my favorite stories, I got comped hair restoration. But when they always, now that's looking, now I'm losing it up here now too. So when how's that look? I'm like, yeah, get the hell out of here with that mirror.
Yeah.
Need it in the back too.
Yeah. When's the last time you sat down without your body making some noise? This is from Doug. How many times a year do you jam your knee into an open desk drawer or coffee table? Does that happen? I stub my toe quite a bit. And that sucks. This is from Brady. Loves the show, loves the topic. Thanks for the kind words, Brady. I'm 59.
Yeah.
Worked outside sales for 30 years. Jumping in and out of a truck 30 times a day. Pick up basketball at 5:30 a.m. Men's basketball leagues, etc.
Yeah.
Now I have a desk job, sitting 8 hours every day. Hell yes. Dream come true, right? Hell no. Every time I stand up, something moves or pops out of place.
Yeah.
Every time that you stand up. If I crouch down like a catcher, and this has been going on for 10 years already, my knees will crack for 10 seconds. Like, what is that?
I'm not saying Brooksy either, like, you know, how he ended it in Shawshank, but life passed you by. That's the other one, too, where it's like, you turn around, like, what did I miss? What's going on?
Yeah.
They feel like your hip thing was interesting about what's going on.
Being up to date on things. That's got to be tough for you because you are, again, you have Al Bundy inside you. I mean, the glory days, 17 years old playing goalie.
No, I'm young at heart.
Here we are 30 years later. You still can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, I like the music. I keep up with the kids, you know. I got to get up with the, you know, the, it's another indictment. I mean, though the Instagram, no idea how to use
that stuff. Yeah.
I couldn't post anything. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
See, I like new music a lot, but I'm always, people will be talking about something like, wait, when did that come out? 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it did. I better catch up then. And then, yeah. They're right. It's really damn good. Where was I? How did I miss that?
TV, it's easy, though. What? Squid Game? What is this? Okay, I'm on it. It's on Netflix.
One day, bam, it's out.
What do I need? Severance? What's it called? Where is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Whenever the binging first started, whatever year that was.
That's no problem.
I can recall when Making a Murderer came out on Netflix. I did that in one day. What was it, 10 hours?
Pull.
I couldn't stop watching it. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. Get in, yeah, boy, oh boy, the people in Wisconsin. Holy Christ.
Well, that was the example, yeah.
The other one, get into Mind Over Murder. 2 episodes in on HBO, Nebraska. I mean,
we got feedback on that yesterday.
We're going down a crazy road with these kids. Holy cow.
Really? Okay.
Beatrice, Nebraska. This is wild.
All right.
Joey Josby. Looking forward to tomorrow. Paul Stone. Oh, no! The
mayonnaise!
The
mayo! There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.